The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the following program do not necessarily represent those of Mark Radio, The Shepherd, or its advertisers.
Welcome to The Shepherd at Work, a weekly program to help you learn how to live your Christian faith in every place you work and live. Host Mark Goldstein introduces you to individuals who are successfully and effectively engaging in marketplace ministry and gives you the tools you need to do the same. The Shepherd at Work is sponsored by the U.S. Christian Chamber of Commerce, building kingdom, business, and community. Now, here's your host, Mark Goldstein.
And welcome to The Shepherd at Work. This is Mark Goldstein, and in the studio with me, as always, is our wonderful producer, Mike Gillen. Mike, it's something dawned on me. You know, on most of the shows, I always talk about our guest as a friend.
Yeah.
Here's a dear friend.
Yeah. You've done that because you know everybody, Mark.
Well, today we have one of my dearest friends.
I thought for a moment you were going to say we have an enemy.
Don Christie, who has been a dear friend, as I look back, probably 09 is when we met. But Don is a certified senior advisor that we're going to talk about in the next segment. But this is pretty great. First of all, he's an Army vet or a military veteran.
Okay.
It was Army.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
He's an MBA and he's a financial advisor.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be talking about a lot of things, all things financial, but we're going to later in the show talk to specifically to seniors. So any of you who have parents, you're going to want to take a pencil and paper and write this down. And this program being podcasted, you're going to want to take it and send it to not only your parents, but anybody you know that ministers to seniors. So Don, welcome to the show.
Well, I'm honored to be here, Mark, and I thank you for the opportunity.
So Don, what I've always loved about you, you're a very principled man. And I see him every year because he's done my taxes, I think, for the last 15 years. And so today, we were able to go to breakfast before we did the show. So we were able to spend some meaningful time together. But Don, like I said, you're a very principled man. And there are four basic principles that as you guide people through finances, and they're basic principles, but what are they?
You know, I was very lucky. A number of years ago, I went to a Bible study. And while I was listening to the presenter, she mentioned four different aspects of life. And it really touched me, and hopefully it may touch some others, you know, in the audience. She was talking about money, and money affects everything that we do. And what it is it's all God's money. Everything, we're just caretakers. And the four principles that she touched on is giving back. It's all God's money, so give back. It could be to a church or a synagogue, a mosque, family members, nonprofits, but giving back and sharing what we have. The second one is paying our bills. The third one is investing or saving. And the fourth one, enjoying some of the fruits of your labor. And if you could balance your life in those four things, no matter whatever you do in life, job, age, family situations, I found that to be, it touched my life. And now when I do senior services or financial planning or taxes, I always talk to the clients about this because it really affected me and hopefully it can affect others.
So Mike, in hearing those four points, you know, sharing what we have, giving back, tithe, offering, paying bills, saving and investing, and enjoying the fruit of our labor. How many people do you know are in society today switches that up?
Oh, a lot. I mean, the whole thing about even just living with an eye on the ability to be generous and giving. I mean, that's just, in this culture, yeah, it's kind of rare to find that, isn't it?
It's very hard because so often when it comes to money, things happen, people want to take and not give.
Right.
And it's interesting looking at number four, enjoying the fruit of the labor. For a lot of people, that's number one.
Yeah.
Very narcissistic.
Yeah. But when it comes to seniors, there's a couple of things I'd like to point out, if I may, to get right into it. So many families are taking care of other family members. And as a senior advisor, there's four things that we recommend for all seniors. And that's definitely have a will, have somebody who's your power of attorney, have somebody who's your healthcare surrogate, and then also have a living will. And that's not to use any extraordinary means, you know.
Don, let's flesh that out in the second segment, because all of those are very, very important. Now, here's something. What I'd like to do in finishing up in this segment is talk to everybody else. We're going to talk about seniors in the second, but let's talk about everybody else. Mike, you know, we meet a lot of people that as they get older, they say, I wish I would have known. I wish I would have done this then and whatever. Don, you have a nice little sheet that you hand out to people. It's called the Great American Tragedy. I can't invest now. And there's all these different age groups of why they can't. So age 18 to 25, what do you say to them, I can't invest now?
They want to just spend their money. They want to go out and party. They want to go out and have good clothes, a new car. They don't think about investing at that time. Because some may be single and they don't realize, again, it's all God's money. What's the best use of it? And it's a learning process, you know, for them. Then you get in.
Well, before we go, with that age, I talk to a lot. We hear about it from a lot of financial advisors. They said, if when you were 18, you put away like $3 a week or whatever. So it's a rule of was 70 something?
A rule of 72.
So how does that work? If somebody at that age started
the earlier saving, that you can start investing, it compounds. And even if, but one big thing before they even do that is what kind of investor are they? Is a person conservative? Are they moderate? Are they aggressive? Everybody comes from different backgrounds. You know, some come from very wealthy backgrounds. Some come from families who really struggled, you know, when it comes to financial. So on the four basics that I mentioned earlier, what I try to do when somebody comes in for a tax return, I try to go over those four principles. But I also want to make that tax return come alive no matter what age that person is. So if they're a younger person, I talk to them about a Roth IRA. If they're a married person, again, I talk to them about a Roth IRA, or if they have a 401k for their investments, a lot of times companies match. And if they could put some money into their 401k, their investments will grow and grow.
Are we still talking about 18 to 25? We're sure. Talking about a little bit old, or this applies to anybody?
It applies to anybody. Because so, 18 to 25, if they start a job and get a 401k, they should start investing right then and there if they can.
So 18 or 25 to 35, what changes in there?
Well, again, people start getting married, you know, having children. And it's real life stuff that people go through. You know, they start going through some life changes. And it's when I say real life, you know, they get involved, you know, with different jobs, different situations, maybe alcohol, maybe drugs, you know, different things that affect their lives. But it all comes back, you know, hopefully they follow their faith. And that's something I try to, you know, no matter what their faith is, that they follow it to help them through those four principles in life.
So folks get a little older. There's a 39 to 45 group.
Right. Again, what is their lifestyle? And then again, looking at their tax return, I see the monies that are coming in, but where is it going? And I go over like, you know, what are they spending on? What are they saving on? Are they saving? Are they investing? And again, what type of investor are they? Are they conservative, moderate, or aggressive? To try them, help them plan for the future. Well, one thing I found, if I could add, as people are investing, I want to make sure they always have the right beneficiaries. And then do they have joint accounts? Or do they have accounts, they call it TOD, it's a transfer on death. But also, this goes, and I'm jumping ahead for seniors, helping their parents do the same thing, you know, to follow whatever their investments might be.
So now 45 to 55, is this getting kind of late to get in the game?
That's a great question, Mark. It's never too late. Never, never too late to do something. You could always save or invest. It's just a matter of, again, looking at your lifestyle. Again, I go back to the tax return because it's something I see. It's concrete. This is where they are at that particular time in their life. How can they make it better?
So when people are getting that age and talking about investing, I would imagine at that point, you have to look at vulnerability or risk factor in
right.
there. So how do you work?
Again, it's their
that?
Lifestyle. You know, have they gotten into debt? Are they, do they have a high mortgage? Are they maxed out on their credit cards? Are they not paying their bills? Again, it comes back to the four principles. Are they giving back? That's number one. Mm-hmm. It's God's money. Are they giving back? Two, are they paying their bills? Yeah. Three, are they saving and investing? That's the third one. And where, but how did they take care of one and two?
Right. But my point is, though, so they get to the point that they're going to invest something.
Yes.
At that point in their life, do they have to be a lot more careful as to what they invest in as far as something that has a higher rate but a bigger risk?
Yes. That's where a lot of times people, well, they even get into the lottery. They get into gambling. You know, I mean, is this the best use of God's money? Or do they, again, invest in the 401k where they're working? But I keep coming back to that Roth IRA because it's a tax-free investment. And then also, do people have life insurance? Because as we all get older, are we planning for the future? Are we planning to take care of families? And then, unfortunately, people go through deaths and divorces, which also change, you know, their
sure.
family dynamics.
Absolutely. Yeah, and you start getting to that age, you're going to see a lot more
yes.
deaths and
yes.
premature deaths.
Yes, when people have medical conditions. And
well, we have another group before we talk to seniors specifically. It's the 55 to 65. But let's roll that over into talking to seniors, because nowadays when you're 55, yeah, at least at Taco Bell, you're considered a senior.
Yes.
So you're listening to The Shepherd at Work, Mark Goldstein in the studio with Mike Gillen and our dear yes. friend, Don Christie. So we'll be back in just a minute.
If you're a Christian business person and you want to meet people who want to do business with you, you need to join the Central Florida Christian Chamber of Commerce. Why? Because the mission of the Christian Chamber is to build kingdom, business, and community. And it all starts with the Christian principle of building relationships. To learn more about the Christian Chamber and all the different ways you can get engaged with hundreds of other Central Florida Christian business people, visit cfchristianchamber.com or call 407-258-3570.
Ladies, do you want the men in your lives to be better husbands, fathers, and providers? Men, do you want all that and more? Christ-Led Communities has the answer. With men's Bible studies and group experiences, Christ-Led Communities has a curriculum that meets most every man's spiritual needs. Visit clchq.org to learn about your opportunities to grow in Christ in a Christ-Led community. The website again is clchq.org or 407-484-3899.
Hey, this is Mike Gilland, Operations Manager at the Shepherd Radio Network, with a special invitation for you to join me daily, Monday through Friday, for my show, Afternoons with Mike. Our show is aired at 3:05 p.m. and replayed twice. First, the same night at 9:05 p.m., then the next morning at 10:05 a.m. It's my privilege to have a wide variety of guests on my show, ranging from senators to pastors, celebrities to singers and businessmen and women. The common thread to each episode is our goal to look at life through the lens of a biblical worldview. You can listen on air to any of the three Shepherd stations in Florida. Plus, you can listen online at our homepage, theshepherdradio.com. Listen on demand to our podcast, available on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, or Google Podcasts. All you have to do is use the search phrase, Afternoons with Mike.
Once again, here's Mark Goldstein.
And we're back with segment two of The Shepherd at Work. In the studio with Mike and I today is Don Christie, who is the owner of Ameritax and Business Shop. He's a certified senior advisor. He's a financial advisor. And actually, Don, you were a former IRS agent. You're still,
yes.
You're an enrolled IRS agent now.
Yes.
That is wild. I mentioned at the beginning of the show that folks may want to take a pencil and paper, jot down some information. Mike, as we're doing this show, it dawns on me, this isn't just for seniors. If you have, there's parents that want their kids to hear, you know, to hear this, that podcast is going to be up later today. We're going to let folks know.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a great show that they can send to everybody.
Yeah, I think what Don said earlier about starting early in that first group, if kids yes. could grasp this whole thing about exponential compounding interest, mm-hmm. how your money grows, and just saving a little bit over all of that lifetime of earning, it makes a huge difference. They're going to retire a millionaire yeah. if they do that. And yet, I know what you were saying earlier. So often people think, I can't do it now. Can't afford to save now. Yeah. And that's just a misnomer.
Yes.
So, Don, before we get into some more meat here, you shared a story with me earlier, some kind of fun returns that you did in clients you had. So share with us, if you will, that one amazing story you told me this morning.
If I can, I'll actually give you two quick ones.
Sure.
Over the years, people have been very kind to me to come in to have me do their tax returns. And I was sitting there one day, and a fellow came in, and he put three piles in front of me. Now, I use this for tax training. So he put three piles in front of me, and he wanted to do three separate tax returns because he was married to three women at the same time. So I thought, well, this was kind of interesting. But bottom line, I could only do one tax return because the IRS will only accept the first one he's legally married to. But I also had another one come in, and this is about filing status. Before a person starts their tax return, the very first thing they put on there is their filing status. And if they do the wrong filing status, it blows out the whole return. So I had a couple come in, and unfortunately, they were going through a divorce. So they were still legally married. So she came in, and she asked me, well, what filing status should she use? And I said, well, you're still legally married, so you could do a married filing joint. She didn't want to file with him because there were some tax issues with her soon-to-be ex-husband. So I said, you could do married filing separate. So she goes, well, is that the best? Because I do have two children. Well, there's a tax law. If you didn't live with your spouse for the last 6 months of the year, one of the spouses can do head of household, which allows you to get tax credits that you don't get for married filing separate. So I use these in tax classes, and there's a number. But with your tax return, again, make it come alive. Have some fun with it. I know it's the IRS, but this is where you are at that financial time, and how can you invest and plan for the future and take care of your family?
See, you just said something that I think is an amazing oxymoron.
Have fun.
Have fun and IRS. Yes.
I picked that up too, Mark.
No, there is no humor in the IRS.
At least that's what a lot of people think. But clearly, we're sitting in the presence of an IRS guy, and he has fun. I mean, so we were wrong, Mark.
But he does. But he isn't paid by the IRS.
The families come in, it's real life stuff, yeah. You know, and we become friends. They're not just clients. And I don't want to do a tax return. I want something that when they leave, they understand where they are. And again, as we talked about earlier, can they save some of that money? If they get a large refund, how can they invest it? During the year.
So, Don, you're a certified senior advisor. What is that?
I take care of seniors. There's 14 different ways as a certified senior advisor that you can touch seniors. It can be anywhere from medical assistance, Medicare, Medicare Advantage. You know, that's the latest thing that we just have. But also, how can you help a family, like a senior who doesn't have anybody in their life, a senior who has abusive family members, a senior who really doesn't know where to go or what to do? A senior who has investments that maybe somebody's trying to take from them. I could go on and on, but it's somehow in touching a senior's life. And sometimes when I take on a senior, like I had one senior, she was 89 years old, if I could tell you this story. And
can we stop you?
She had nobody in her life. Her husband had died 40 years earlier, and nobody knew much about her. And then one day she just happened to say she was an Army nurse. But we did some investigation. Now, she had also breast cancer. So we went through the records and found out she was an Army nurse in Puerto Rico in 1940. We were able to contact the VA. We got her VA benefits. They actually took her to the VA hospital in Tampa. They did the operation, and then they took care of her for the rest of her life. She lived to 97 at the VA nursing home here in Poland Park.
Wow.
Now, that's one of the senior things that we are very lucky.
End of the day, it's a blend of you're a trusted counselor, a concierge, and a trusted advisor and a friend and somebody who listens.
Most times we try either a family member or we become their power of attorney, which helps us through their financial affairs. Mm-hmm. Also the healthcare surrogate, which helps them make medical decisions, you know, with the hospitals or the doctors. And then a living will so that there's no any extraordinary means. I don't know if you know, a number of years ago, there was a situation with Terry Schiavo.
Yeah.
This went back about 27, 28 years ago. Well, she was married, and but there was no law, and her husband could not take her. She was living on wires, and she lived for a number of years. And that's how the healthcare surrogate came about here in the state of Florida, based on that case.
So before we go any further, somebody hears us and say, well, wait a minute, that's me, or I know someone. What's the best way to contact you?
There's they type in the search box, certified senior advisor in the state of Florida in the county that they're in.
I'm talking about to reach you specifically. If somebody wants to talk to you specifically, how would they contact you?
Just call me at my office.
And give us the number.
407-671-4696. 407-671-4696. I'd be glad to listen to the story. There's many different senior advisors. Some are nurses, some are attorneys, some are doctors, all different backgrounds. And I would, if I can help you as the best person, I would have you contact someone else.
Hey, Mike, get this. Up in before COVID, every year, Don and his wife, Karen, took the seniors that they serve, took them on a cruise.
Oh, wow.
One of the nicest things we ever had was we take folks that would never go on a cruise on their own. So wheelchairs, walkers, it doesn't matter. And we put them together. We were lucky. One time we took 14 to Alaska.
Oh, that's great.
And it was
great.
One of the greatest cruises. We had one woman who had terminal cancer, and her daughter got to go with her. And it was one of those bucket list kind of things.
Yeah, that's wonderful, you know? Don.
And that's what senior advisors do.
So, Don, we have about 3 minutes left. Share with us some of the pitfalls that seniors fall into now, or some of the landmines that they could avoid if they only knew, that you see quite a bit.
Quite often, unfortunately, like say we go back to investments. So a senior may have a bank account, they may have an investment. Are the beneficiaries the right people that they want once they, you know, pass? Do they have accounts? There's so many family members that try to get their name on an account and then they drain the account. So I tell people to put on what they call a TOD, transfer on death. So it's the senior's account for the whole life. Nobody else can take it. But when they pass, then they have a beneficiary. So,
with that, is there a problem if, like in my parents, I ended up being a signer on their account because a lot of times they just needed help or I needed to pay a bill for them or something like that. Is there a problem with that?
Well, the trust problem of a family member. You know, sometimes you may have, I had one case. There were 12 brothers and sisters, and the mother had a will, and she left everything to everybody. Mm. It took me 3.5 years to clear that because everybody wanted everything that she left, and nothing was. So when somebody does a will, be very specific. You could do a simple will. You could even write it up or go on, you know, on the internet. They have will. The four things that everybody should have is a simple will, a power of attorney, a healthcare surrogate, and a living will. I keep coming back to those four things.
All right, let's go ahead and very slowly because people are saying, oh, I got to write that down. Okay. So very slowly, go ahead and give us the four again because that's very important.
Just a simple will. And the reason I say simple will, if you don't have anything written down for what you want to pass on to others, once a person passes, it goes into probate court. And then the attorneys make the decision of where it goes to. The second one is the power of attorney, and that's where somebody helps you with financial situations. The third one is healthcare surrogate. They can help you with medical decisions. The living will is not to use any extraordinary means. If I could bring one thing up that the state of Florida has that's a real benefit, they call it a Lady Bird Trust. There are so many people in the state, the title or deed of their house is only in one name. Now, if that person passes, it automatically goes to the probate court, but can charge about $4,000 or $5,000 to go to a beneficiary. But in the state of Florida, it's a Lady Bird deed. You can name beneficiaries. It still stays in the name of the senior, but he or she can have beneficiaries, and you prevent probate and save the beneficiaries thousands of dollars.
Wow. Don, you have given us so much information in this half hour. I'm sure there's more. So if you want to reach out to Don, call him at 407-671-4696. For Don Christie, Mike Gillen, Mark Goldstein, we'll see you next week.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The Shepherd at Work. Tune in next week as Mark will introduce you to another marketplace leader who will show you how to live your Christian faith in every place you work and live. The Shepherd at Work, sponsored by the U.S. Christian Chamber of Commerce, building kingdom, business, and community.
The preceding was a Mark Radio production.